I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians in North Africa are gearing up for Advent and the security risks that the season poses. The details on suspicious church fires in just a moment. Plus, Bible translation is vital. And one language that's taking center stage right now is sign language. That story coming up in a few moments. We'll begin today, though, in Egypt, where a spate of suspicious church fires has Christians crying foul. Greg Musselman, a spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, explains.
Some of the official reporting coming out of there, at least from the government, is saying, well, it was an electrical short, that kind of thing. Okay, maybe in one case, but in three cases.
The investigation is ongoing, but already some blame extremist Islamists.
They said, well, why would the Islamists be all that concerned with the Orthodox Church? But El-Sisi, the current president, had relatively decent relationship with the Orthodox Church. And that, of course, upsets the Muslim Brotherhood, who were pushed out of power. And so the Orthodox Church is seeing in somewhat in cahoots with the current administration.
It's nothing more than intimidation.
I think that we need to pray that they will not become fearful, because that's what terrorists do. They want to stoke fear into people so that they would either leave the country or they would be intimidated and not come to church.
Instead, let's pray believers take a stand in the name of Christ, like these people did.
One of the churches, you know, that was burned down and suffered severe damage, the believers were there the following Sunday. They were meeting for worship. And I think that's a wonderful thing. They're saying, you know what, this is important, and we're going to come together, and we are not going to be intimidated.
Next, since the beginning of November, reports of a new mini-caliphate that's forming in northeast Syria have trickled across media platforms. Emily Closter, executive director of Tent Schools International, says kids left uneducated are especially vulnerable to radicalization.
These kids often feel very discouraged, as we could understand, thinking about the conditions they've been left in and everything they've lost. They feel hopeless. They really have lost everything. Many of them arrive having lost even their immediate families, in addition to having lost their homes, communities, schools, friends. So ISIS can indeed and does use brainwashing techniques to kind of play off of these kids' sense of trauma, loss, anger.
Closter says Tent Schools partners with a pastor in Lebanon. Pastor Joseph opened a shipping container school to help Syrian refugee kids have a chance at life. And through Pastor Joseph's selfless dedication to them, these kids and their families are open to not just healing, but also finding a deeper hope in Christ.
With enough funds, we could even begin another shipping container school that can impact an increasing number of Syrian children. So for every shipping container school that is funded through Tent Schools International, he can serve 50 more Syrian children.
So pray for healing and that these kids would find ultimate hope in Jesus Christ. And we'll end today with some encouraging progress. The U.S. church is becoming more aware of the global deaf community and their need for sign language scripture. Last year, on Giving Tuesday, Deaf Bible Society raised nearly $2,800 to fund scripture engagement training in Uganda. Deaf Bible Society's Chantal Pagan tells us,
we saw such a generous outpouring from the community to fund Uganda, and that was just so encouraging to us that this year we said, what are the remaining languages that just haven't received that much notice?
So this year, Deaf Bible Society wants to raise $28,000 on Giving Tuesday to train deaf leaders in scripture engagement.
The training is a multi-day opportunity to talk through various factors that have impacted the deaf community, owning and accepting a Bible in their heart language, understanding how to use that and apply scripture to our daily walk, and then also how can I, as an individual, share that with others.
Giving Tuesday is coming up December 3rd. We'll connect you with Deaf Bible Society at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.